This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Crown Holdings is the largest packaging and container company in the world with 149 plants in 41 countries. Despite its profitability, it is attacking the wages and pension plans of its 22,000 workers. One group of workers is taking a stand against the company's actions. A small local union of the United Steelworkers in Canada has decided to fight back. I talked to Joe Drexler about the workers. Mr. Drexler is the head of strategic campaigns for the United Steelworkers, a union that has members in both Canada and the United States. I asked him about the Crown Holdings workers in Canada.
There are 120 workers who were forced out on strike by Crown Holdings on September 6, 2013. These are industrial workers. They are the ones that make the cans for much of the beer manufactured in Canada, and also the steel cans for food packaging for companies such as Cott.
What are the major issues in the strike?
The major issue is the fact that this profitable company in 2012 gave the workers, or announced an award and gave them the award in 2013, for their productivity, for their safety, and for their overall contribution to the company. This is a year in which the company doubled its profits. And then the company turned around and said, we want you to take major wage reductions, and we're not going to enhance your pension that has been frozen for 9 years, despite the company making profits. They've also tried to reduce the contract language that provide basic protections for union workers. Probably the worst thing that the company is demanding is they're demanding a permanent two-tier wage scale for the workers. This would mean that young and new workers would be brought into the plant making 42% less than the current workers. And we've got a major problem in Canada with sustained youth unemployment, with rising poverty among youth, and our workers are basically taking a stand for the next generation. And it's a question of human dignity for them. So they're really fighting for the future of Canada.
The workers' union, the United Steelworkers, is asking that the CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines be asked to help stop the strike. How is Carnival involved?
The CEO of Carnival sits on the board of Crown Holdings. We are holding all of the directors of Crown Holdings responsible for this, and we're trying to educate them that the CEO of this company, which earned $12 million last year, $6,000 an hour, has been responsible for this. And therefore, we hold them responsible because the CEO of the company reports to them. And we have active campaigns really against all of the directors of Crown Holdings. They are key secondary targets for us, but nevertheless, we want them to know that we will hold them accountable. In the case of Carnival, we have had two demonstrations at Carnival headquarters in Miami, Florida. We have sent workers on their ships, on their short-term cruises. We have leafleted thousands of passengers on Carnival cruises, letting them know what Arnold Donald, the CEO of Carnival, as well as the other Crown directors, are doing to workers in Canada. We have also been in their neighborhoods. We have been leafleting, letting the neighbors know what each of the directors of Crown Holdings is responsible for, and that these attacks on youth, these attacks on Canada by this American company will not be tolerated. So we're very, very active. We have a mailing going out to hundreds of neighbors of these directors, letting their neighbors know what their other neighbor is responsible for.
What do you mean by neighbors?
People that live in the neighborhood. People that live in other people that live in these $2 million homes where they all live in, apparently, because we've been in their neighbors. We want their friends and neighbors to know what they're doing. These directors have caused a lot of pain to the families of the United Steelworkers members at Crown Holdings, and we want them to feel some of the anguish and understand some of the anguish that our members have been going through. But we also know that this is a giant multinational corporation that has been attacking unions all over the world and has, unfortunately, not a lot of master agreements. And therefore, each of the plants negotiates individually. And so we are one small unit, one small steelworkers local standing up against this giant corporation. And we're really standing up for all the Crown workers. Our campaign is called Take Backs No More. We have drawn a line in the sand, and we are organizing also with Crown Union members in North America and really all over the world. We were in Turkey recently, where Crown is doing everything it can to bust the union in Turkey. We have had activities in the United Kingdom, where Crown has many, many plants, and work closely with the Unite, which is the largest private sector union in the United Kingdom. So this is a very, very large and escalating campaign.
Are you working with any of the global union federations?
Yes, we're working very closely with Industrial All Global Union, which represents workers, 50 million workers, affiliates of 50 million workers all over the world, and they are also working very closely with us. In fact, Industrial All held a demonstration in Switzerland at the European headquarters of Crown. And also at two of the board members of Crown, who also reside in Switzerland. They went to their offices and held demonstrations there as well.
What can unions and their members do to help the Crown Holdings workers in Canada?
One of the things they can do, because Carnival is such a well-known company, it is the largest cruise line in the world. Seafarers, by the way, on Carnival cruises are not organized. It is the only major cruise company in which the seafarers are not organized. So it's an avowedly anti-union company. So what they can do is they can join in the Labor Start campaign by going to the Labor Start website and sending a letter to Arnold Donald, the CEO of Carnival, that they hold him responsible for this forced strike, and that we hope that union members, especially in Canada and the United States, who take these fairly cheap cruises on Carnival, that they'll choose another cruise line rather than Carnival. But the starting point should be to join the Labor Start campaign and send a letter to Donald Arnold. Copies of that letter, by the way, are going to all the other cruise lines that Carnival Corporation owns. Most people are not aware that that Carnival also owns Costa. They also owned Holland America and Princess Cruises as well. And we're asking union members not to take those cruises.